Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Don Barnes along with Jake Wimberly and George Broadstreet over on the scores desk for Mississippi Sports Medicine. Don't forget, Saturday morning clinic is always available for you during the football season, and they will be open bright and early tomorrow morning over there on Fortification Street at Mississippi Sports Medicine, so you can take care of any of those aches, pains, and injuries that you happen to pick up throughout your Friday nights. So welcome back to the show. We have on the phone Tim Lowe, the voice of the Meridian, and he's the play-by-play guy over there. And Tim, looks like things are getting kind of shuffled around over there with Meridian and having to push a couple of games around, and we got one playing tomorrow night against Noxubee.
Yes, sir. We actually dropped a game. We were supposed to play Florence, Alabama, week before last. So we had our off week, the second week of the season, which is kind of unorthodox. But coming out the gates right now, two super tough teams, play Tupelo, and then the second week of the season we went over to Birmingham, Alabama, and played the Gauntlet, that is Hoover High School, and trying to get everything settled, trying to get over some injuries, and get ourselves prepared tomorrow to play Noxubee. It's the first Saturday game we've played. I actually looked it up that we've played, I think, in about almost 22 years.
Wow.
So Coach Hampton wanted to do something different, and we'll play Noxubee tomorrow at the Great Ray Stadium. Tyrone Short is bringing those guys over, and we hope to get our first win of the season. But just trying to put everything together and play some Meridian football.
Talk a little bit about the issues. You guys have got some injuries going on as well, and that's got to also throw a little bit of a wrench into the way things are rolling because of the scheduling being an issue as well. But then you had some injuries in there, and how is that affecting Meridian's outlook in the next few weeks?
Well, of course, we've got missing one huge piece of the puzzle, one of the best defensive ends in the whole country, which is DeAndre Hyman. You know, just a blue-chip player, looking for him to come back here pretty soon. Got some other guys in the defensive backfield that are hurt. Just the normal, you know, wear and tear of the season. We played two magnificent teams, first two games, two below. Not giving any, not to, to try and make any excuses, because that's not what we do here in Meridian. But you've got Tupelo, you've got Hoover, and you just get banged up playing big teams, yeah, big guys, big schools. And, you know, we're trying to get everything back on Magnetic North. Tomorrow will be the night we play. Like I said, we play Noxubee. Jamon Gordon has come up and played huge here the first 2 weeks of the season. He's a big-time defensive end. And trying to get him together. And T. Adams, it's his first time. He started a few games last year. T. Adams is a junior there, quarterback. But his very first start, his first two starts of the season have been against Tupelo and against Hoover. And he's just, you know, he's trying to find his way. And we've got a lot of young guys. We're junior heavy, sophomore heavy. Got a few seniors there. But we, you know, like I said, one thing Coach Hampton doesn't let us do here in Meridian is make excuses. So tomorrow we line it up at 6 p.m. at Ray Stadium. We want everybody to come out that doesn't have a game, that's not going to Ole Miss or not going to Southern Miss or anywhere else around Mississippi. Come to Ray Stadium. You know, we'll seat you somewhere. And, you know, just watch and watch some great football. We're looking to, honestly, schedule will set up there because I'll be really honest with you. Pearl is the number one team in the state. They're in our district. And they beat us pretty bad last year. We got that chase still in our mouth. And, you know, the schedule was set up to play teams that look like Pearl. Big up front, a lot of athletes. And, you know, eyes on the prize in Meridian, as always. We have a saying here, go wild or bust. And so we want to go play. We want to play teams that look like Pearl. When we get to our second district game of the season against Pearl, you know, we look to be there, be ready, and take the district back.
Well, thank you, Tim. We appreciate the update, and wish the best for you guys as you play a little unorthodox Saturday football tomorrow night. 22 years, that's a long time to go, but you know what? Maybe this would be a great way to start some Saturday wins for you guys, and we hope the best for you against Knoxville tomorrow night. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Go Cats.
All right, you bet. And that's actually going to be an interesting connection between those two teams, because this also puts kind of puts Noxubee out of their synchronization as well.
Yeah.
And that's always important when a team is, they're used to playing, and you get an off week, but then if you play on a Saturday or an off day, it really puts your clock off.
Yeah, it does. It lets you, or it, let me back that up. It makes you readjust for Sunday. I mean, you don't get a whole lot of rest.
Right.
You play a Saturday, you come back, you got to get ready for next Friday, where a Sunday may have been a rest day, maybe a little light workout. You have to come right in, go right back to work. And they mentioned, or Tim mentioned, DeAndre Hyman as being one of the best defensive ends in the country, and he is. He's a three-star, four-star linebacker, defensive end type. We'll talk to Robbie Falk here in just a bit about him. Out of Meridian, he's rated the 25th best defensive end in the country. He's committed to Ole Miss right now. So, yeah, I mean, Meridian continues to churn out Division I talent. They've done it over and again. As a matter of fact, Jamar Smith, who we saw in this state for several years, will start for Louisiana Tech tomorrow against Mississippi State. So DeAndre Hyman, another one of those blue-chip players out of Meridian that goes on to, or will go on to have a nice college career.
Well, I tell you what, the other thing is Noxubee, they can't take Meridian lightly.
No.
Just simply because they may be suffering some of those injuries and may be off of their game a little bit. But on the other side of that is, like you said, they've got a short week getting prepared for a big West Point team next Friday night. So that's going to be something. And we get to watch that game on the Friday Night Under the Lights website with our first kickoff game of the Peanut Game of the Week between Noxubee and West Point next week. So that's going to be good. We are yet to get in touch with Robbie Falk, so we will try to get him on the phone in just a little bit, and up ahead in just a bit as well. Tom Hill will be on the phone with us as well from Rankin County News. We're going to run over to the scores table real quickly and see if we have any scores update from George Broad Street. What you got over there, George? Well, we do. We have some that we have not given earlier. South Haven shut out Holmes County Central 17-0. DeSoto Central beat Lake Cormorant 26-7. Corinth beat Center Hill 35-21. Brookhaven beat Macomb 55-22. It was North Pike 18, Tylertown 14. Olive Branch beat Kirby out of Memphis, Tennessee 49-12. Charleston over Senatobia 40-21. North Panola over Gentry 44-14. South Jones beat Northeast Jones 41-14. It was New Albany 20, Amory 16, Houston over Itawamba AHS 21-13. Final there, Palmer beat Amanda Elsie by the score of 30-0. And, Puckett beat Salem 37-26. Those are some scores that we had not given previously.
All right. Appreciate that for the update on the scores. And we'll check back in with George in just a little bit to see what else is going on. Purple Power in Hattiesburg tonight. Hattiesburg knocking out Oak Grove. Wow, that's a shocker. And yeah. That's no disrespect to Hattiesburg.
No.
It's just you look at what Oak Grove was able to do over the first several weeks and absolutely dominate the competition.
Right.
And Hattiesburg, we know that they have a really good team. They have one of the better backs in the state. He's committed to Mississippi State as well. And when you talk about Hattiesburg and Tony Vance, just a quality program to knock them off tonight is really big. Let's talk some recruiting, though, with Robbie Falk. And the reason I want to get Robbie on, well, for two reasons. One, Robbie's a good fella. He's a friend of the program. Does a great job with 247sports.com. Yeah. Also, we got the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game, and we've got the other All-Star game as well down in the North-South, the old North-South game.
Right.
And we have several players on those teams, especially that, will go on to play college football. And I want to talk to Robbie about how this crop this year looks versus, say, last year or the year before. Just kind of a scale, so to speak. Robbie, are you with us?
I'm here, man.
Robbie, appreciate you.
I'm fighting my way through Highway 12 right now, but I'm here.
Appreciate you taking some time. Robbie, looking at the crop of talent for the state of Mississippi this year, when you talk about, you guys do the composite rankings at 247 Sports, nobody knows the state of Mississippi better than you guys that handle recruiting in the state. Just for those that may not know, who are the top three or four guys in the 247 rating scale right now in the state of Mississippi?
Well, you look at it and you have really the athletes this year. It's the skill position guys. And, of course, it starts with Marcus Murphy, in my opinion, who I think should be the best player in the state of Mississippi. I got a chance to see him last week, West Point Starville, and he was just fantastic. He projects as a defensive back. I think that's where Mississippi State is going to put him. But, man, I like the kid with the ball in his hands. He can do a lot of things. And, I would put him up there at the top. Of course, Malik Heath at Callaway, he's been there around the top for several years. He's been known since his 9th or 10th grade year. And then I'm not just trying to use Mississippi State commits, but it just happens to be that way this year. I think Quatravius Johnson, the big offensive lineman, 6'9", about 350, out of Greenwood, I think he's going to be the next big-time offensive lineman to come out of the state of Mississippi. And it's not a state that's been really talent-rich in offensive line, but this kid has a chance to be a really, really good SEC tackle in the future. And those are kind of the guys that are standing out to me right now. But, as always, some more can pop up late in the process here with these hidden gems in Mississippi.
Let me ask you this, Robbie. You look at that. We always want to compare the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game. We also have the Bernard-Blackwell game that goes on the week after in Gulfport. It's always a fun event. But how does this Mississippi team look to be stacking up when you talk about talent versus years past?
I think it could be pretty good. It's just, it's been a shame they haven't been able to really get any kind of consistency in that ball game, I guess you can say, a rivalry between Alabama. And these kids take pride in that. But the talent has been there. They've had some really good talent. I look back a couple years ago, that 2016 team was as good as I can remember, and how it was put together with A.J. Brown and Jeffrey Simmons and D.K. Metcalf and those guys. I think this team can be pretty good as well. They're going to have some good skill players. I think Marcus Murphy and Malik Heath obviously will be in there. Fabian Franklin will be in there. You got to think. I always wonder about the offensive line. line, but this year should be pretty good. I mean, you got Cole Smith out of
Robbie, I hate to cut you off. I'm up against a hard break. I'm going to have to let you go. I appreciate you. Come on. We're going to get you back next week. I'm up against a break. Robbie,
gotcha. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Robbie. 247sports.com.
You bet. Coming back in just a moment. Friday Night Under the Lights continues next.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah. It's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Don Barnes along with Jake Wimberly in the house after a tough one tonight in Brandon. I'll tell you what, Tupelo, they came in tonight. You know what, I thought early in that game, because I was there for the first half, it looked like Brandon was gonna handle their business. Then right there at the very end, what is that big quarterback's name for Tupelo?
McLeon. And I have
McLeon.
I'll get you his numbers for tonight.
Giant.
He's a massive guy. He's a big guy. And, you know, I don't know where he projects on the next level. It could be quarterback. You know, it could be a tight end. You never know with these guys what they're going to be.
Right.
When we saw Jeremy Liggins go from quarterback to tight end to defensive end, offensive lineman. So you just never know what may happen. But, you know, props to Tupelo tonight. You know, you referenced it earlier. Brandon left some points on the table, had to settle for a couple field goals instead of touchdowns. So, you know, Tupelo bend but not break on defense. And then when you look at the quarterback and the big running back for Tupelo tonight, I think it was 44 carries for 242 yards unofficially. They had over 400 yards of total offense. And once they got that machine rolling in the second half,
it's hard to stop that.
It's hard to stop. And Trent Hammond does a fantastic job with that program. Would not be shocked to see them in the state championship.
But this kid, McLeon, I mean, he was running up the middle at will.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching him carrying three and four right there at the very end of the first half when he scored. They were wrapped up around his ankles and his shoulders.
Yeah.
And he was on the four-yard line and carried that whole pile into the end zone.
And he did that a lot last year. You saw him. You know, what they do is they'll spread you out five wide. They'll go four wide. They'll spread you, you know, outside the hashes. So you have to defend it. And then they just use his big body as a battering ram, and he does a
heck of a job doing it.
But props to the place kicker for you guys, for Brandon.
Yeah, Scott Goodman.
Scott can put it through the uprights.
Scott's arguably the best kicker in the state.
He is money.
He can punt. He can kick off. He can kick field goals, of course, extra points. He does a great job. He's worked extremely hard. He comes from a very good family. He's going to play somewhere on the Division I level. That hasn't been decided yet. He's got several options out there. One of the better ones in the state. He'll probably be an all-star player as well. He does a really good job. And the thing about Scott that is interesting, and now these kickers are so multifaceted, is he can punt traditionally, but he can also do the Australian-style kick as well, you know, where they'll jog it to the side and kick it downfield. So he's got good length, good height on his field goals, really good accuracy on his punts. He's a total package kicker, and that'll bode well for him moving forward.
I thought he had a great punt in the second quarter that was then returned, a long return.
Yeah.
But they've dropped a couple this season, but they're going to be fine. Brandon's going to be there, and a great facility to do it in. Hey, let's run over to the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores Desk and see what George Broadstreet has dug up in the last few minutes.
Well, we did get a report that the Pearl Parkway game is underway over in Shreveport, and right before the half, Pearl is leading by the score of 27-14.
Okay.
So that's one that we'll continue to watch through the rest of the evening. Did want to mention some other scores. South Panola over Clarksdale, 19-14. It was Picayune beating Gulfport tonight, 37-7. Let's see, Oxford over Lafayette, 41-17. We mentioned that one earlier. Ridgeland over Forest, 45-34. Clinton beat Germantown, 42-14. Laurel edged Petal, 25-23. And one other, we've mentioned this a couple of times, but an impressive win nonetheless. Hattiesburg over Oak Grove, 42-28.
Man, they are just really, really looking like they're going to have some kind of special season at Hattiesburg. And so we're excited about the things that Coach Vance has got going on down there. We got Josh Jackson on the phone from WAPT, Blitz 16. And Josh, how was it for you tonight, sir?
It was a fun night. Fun night of high school football. Can't complain.
Always is, right?
Some of that force. always. One of the games I got a chance to see tonight was that Forest Ridgeland game, and it was a pretty good one. I had Forest winning that one, and Ridgeland came out on homecoming and showed me something different. That quarterback that they have, Ty McDonald, just a freshman. Man, did he look good. Played an offense to 45 points there, that 45-34 win over Forest on homecoming. But Ryan Ernest, I think he slowly but surely turned that program around over at Ridgeland. And we had talked earlier in the year, and most would assume that he's about a year away from making it happen there. And it takes a while just in his second season there. But before you know it, he might be able to start competing and hopefully win some championships like he did when he was down at Collins. He won those two championships down there. But great night of high school football. Yeah.
It's all about momentum with Ryan Ernest and his program, and it always was at Collins. And he's already starting to see the turn, I think, with that program over there in Ridgeland. And I got the opportunity to meet him last season as we were doing some coverage with the Powerful Peanut Game of the Week. And that was my first time to spend any time with him. But he just really seems like he's got a set plan that he's ready to work. And he is a workhorse, and he's going to make that program special.
Yeah, he is. And, hey, Josh.
He definitely is.
Yeah, this is Jake. When I look at Ryan, I had the opportunity to call two of his state championship games several years ago when Collins beat, I think it was Charleston, in back-to-back years in fantastic games. And talking about Ryan is, what's interesting to me, getting a chance to meet him as well, is his charisma and how he got the entire community down there at Collins to buy into what he was doing and how he was their guy. And it looks like that's what's happening in Ridgeland. There's a buy-in, and I told several people a couple years ago when he was hired, I said, Ridgeland's going to be a good football program under Ryan Ernest. And, of course, Ridgeland, with some history but not a lot, they look at you like you're crazy, but they just don't know who Ryan Ernest is yet.
They do now.
Exactly. He's an offensive mastermind, to say the least. But speaking of how he's changed the culture, yesterday I had the opportunity to go out there for the homecoming parade and was judging some of the floats there lots of fun. But anyway, the one thing that they were saying, he said that he literally has changed the entire culture, not just when it comes to football, but as the athletic director for all the sports there. And he said it's fun now to get back out there and play football. And I think that's key. You know, the first thing he did when he came in was he gave the, you know, kids. He knew that it would take a while to get things rolling, but I think he's found a good quarterback. He told me yesterday, Zion McDonald, that freshman, one of the better young quarterbacks he's seen just in his career, and I think the sky's the limit for that team. And like I said, a lot of people, I knew when they went toe-to-toe with Delmar Jackson to open the season that there was a bright future there, but it took some time, and they didn't get their first win at the last week against Kosciuszko. But there's a lot of potential there, and we'll see what he can do in district play. It's a toss-up in that region. Of course, you've got Callaway, Germantown, Vicksburg, and things of nature, but they could actually do some damage this year. I definitely think that they win a couple of games in district and might, just possibly, because of his great coaching mind, just might slip into the playoff, and you know, all bets are off after that. So
we're looking forward to way down the road, November 3rd. It feels like a lifetime away when you think about a high school football season, because it just seems like the weeks seem to go by pretty quickly, but at the same time, you look back and you go, man, it seems like this has been just going on forever. But come November 3rd, it's going to be a big game between Ridgeland and Germantown, and we've got that broadcast for you with the Peanut Game of the Week. And again, looking forward to working with Coach Ernest and Germantown as well. That'll be an exciting game, and we're looking forward to it, as I believe they're going to be over at Germantown for that game. So that's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just looking forward to what all Coach Ernest has for the rest of the season. What else have you got coming up?
No doubt.
What are you looking at next week, Josh?
Next week, we've got a lot going on next week. First of all, I'll be out of town until about Thursday covering the Committee on Infractions hearing in Open Ohio there, so that'll be a lot of fun. But when I get back, of course, some great football. Pearl and Madison Central, that'll be a really good one there. I'm interested to see, too, St. Andrews. I actually had them beating St. Joe tonight, and it surprised me that St. Andrews didn't pull out that win. But there's a quarterback there, Holland Towns. And,
yes, sir.
He's a name. He's just a junior. But Holland Towns is the real deal. He's a pro-style quarterback, looks to part, 6'3". I'm not sure. He may be right around 200 there, but he looks to part. That kid there, he's got a lot of potential, and Coach Johnny Nichols in his first season there has really turned the program around. He was over at St. Joe last year as the offensive coordinator, and now he's moved on. And the funny thing is this, he actually, funny story, he actually used to hand the ball off to Emmitt Smith when he was a quarterback down at Pensacola, and actually played under Steve Spurrier when he was a quarterback at Florida there too. So, but he's doing some great things over at St. Andrews, really proud of that. But I think they go as Holland Towns goes. He's a guy down the road you better want to look out for if you're St. Andrews Saints fan. I really like that kid.
Holland Towns is our Giant of the Week with Wendy's pick this week. And we were over at St. Andrews this afternoon to make that presentation. And it was an honor to meet him. And you're right, he is a pro-style kid. And he is going to go a long way. So congratulations to Holland Towns. We're getting ready to take a break. Thanks so much, Josh. We appreciate your time tonight. We'll talk with you next week. And coming up in the next hour, we've got Annie Costable from the Clarion Ledger. You stay right where you are, because we have got more coming for you. Friday night under the lights, and we'll also be checking in with George Broadstreet, get some more scores for you, and Russ Robinson will come back to the table in just a minute as we continue on Friday night under the lights.